Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, some days are weary,
some days you're weary,
and you can't see your way,
and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to
say,
you can make it.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
And don't you think? So wipe the tears from your eyes. Here's the reason why.
Yes, you can.
No.
Hello. It is Sunday, January 21st. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network, God's show for God's people. And as always, I am joined by the good brother Hakim Nuba. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Pleasure to be here.
Amen. It's a wonderful day, Doctor. It's a wonderful day to be a Christian and to know that you are a child of the Most High. It is just a wonderful, wonderful day, man. I'm still excited, and I hope that you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. I tell you, brother, my wife and I today, we took some time off, man, and we enjoyed a Piston game, and they almost won, man, by 1 point. They almost had it, you know. It was one of those wonderful, just amazing games, man. But my mind was on the Jubilee Affair. To be honest with you, I was ready to get back home and get into God's word, you know, and to tell somebody about the goodness of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off the right way. Let's have a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for everything, Father. We thank you for the good times. We thank you for the bad times. We thank you for the times, Father God, but we just don't know what's going to happen. But we know and trust and we depend and we rely on you as our source, Father God. You are our author. You are our finisher. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. Now, Father God, I ask that you will bless this network, Father God, as we go forth to branch out into have different shows, Father, and to enlighten people, Father, on all aspects of life. We ask that you will grant us, Father God, the insight and the ability to touch somebody in a wonderful way. I pray, Father God, for Brother Hakim as you continue, Lord, to heal his body, bless his mind, and bless his soul. I pray, Father God, for our leader, Miss Michelle, Father, that you will touch her in a mighty way, continue to give her insight, to continue, Father God, to put that business mind in her spirit, Father God, and let her lead us into higher and higher heights, Father. Now I ask that you will bless me, Father God. Touch me in a mighty way so that I may touch your people. I remove myself out the way. Whatever I'm dealing with, whatever issues I may have, whatever is going on in my life, I leave it at the front door. And I focus right on you because it's all about you. In Jesus' name, amen. I was touched by this scripture today as I was reading out of the book of Psalms. It's Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, and it's one of my favorites, and I want to share it with you. And it goes, and it reads, "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle." That touched me today when I read that. It just reminded me of if you just give God your all, that God can do some amazing things, some wonderful things, some things that you never thought would happen in your life, God would make it possible. What I mean by that is I mean submitting your all to God, giving him a chance, giving him an opportunity. Don't run to God when things are going bad. Trust in God at all times and in all places, and I promise you, He'll make a way for you. I am a living witness as to what God can do in somebody's life. This week I was talking to somebody and I was telling them about my past, that I used to be, I considered myself an atheist. In my younger years, I ran from God, and I said I didn't want to deal with God, and so I found myself walking a fine line of sin, and not that any of us are far away from sin, because sin is on us, amen, but we don't have to be a part of sin. And so I was walking this line knowing that I was in a sinful nature, knowing that I was doing wrong, knowing that I was pushing God away. And it was just that particular day that He came and said, okay, enough is enough. And so this scripture reminds me that when you give God your all, when you say, God, okay, I was afraid to do what you asked me to do. I was afraid to step out. I'm not saying that I don't love you, but this world is kind of hard. It's harsh, and they don't like Christians. When you call on Jesus, they don't like that. So I'd rather stay on a side where I don't have to worry about confusion or anything like that or being hurt because I consider myself a Christian. But God said, if you trust in me, I will renew you. I will fill you up with a compassion and a loving kindness that nobody has ever seen before. And all you have to do is trust in me. I just thought about that, and I just wanted to share that a little bit with you, with somebody today. Somebody needed to hear that. And if you are the person that needed to hear that, then I urge you to read that every day, Psalm 103, until God can show you that He is truly who He says He is. I want you to read it in faith every single day. Brother Hakim, I think it's time to give a little more of the word. Our subject for today is praise is your weapon. And before we go into scripture, I want to tell you that to praise God is one of the single greatest things that mankind can ever do. Praising God opens up so many doors. Praising God is a tool that we can use to remove sickness, death, and diseases, plagues. But it's also a tool when we want to just give God thanks for being so wonderful. Today's scripture will come out of Psalm 150. I want to stay in the book of Psalms for this week, amen. Psalm 150, and it reads, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with string instruments and flute. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. But let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For my subject, again, praise is your weapon. But the first question, as if I were a listener, the first question that I would ask the preacher is, why should I praise God? Which is a normal question for one who does not understand the meaning of praise. Why should we praise God? Well, let's go back to the beginning of creation in Genesis, we see that God created this magnificent world. He added the beast of the beast. He added the herbs, the grass. He had the garden. He had all these things, and he said, "I don't have anybody to take care of it." When God created man so that man would give him the praise. God created everything beautiful for man so that man could understand that there was a God over all of this. He created us for fellowship and praise. In fact, God desired praise, and it was man's job to fulfill God's will. God only asked that his people would acknowledge him. Acknowledging God is giving God some of your time. Giving God some of your time is giving God some praise. As we look on throughout the Bible, we see that God made a covenant with a man named Abraham, and through Abraham, his descendants, God said his descendants would be more than the sands of the sea, amen. They'd be innumerable, and nobody would be able to count them. But God, when he brought these people out of an oppressive situation, God, the only thing he desired for Israel was that they would acknowledge him as their Lord, acknowledge them as their Savior, and acknowledge him as their King. Israel's dilemma was that the world was more important than praising God. From Egypt, you see, what I'm saying is they could not get Egypt out of their spirits. And in those times, and for Egypt, it was a pagan land, and the people they dealt real good in orgies and lustful things and what made the body feel good, and the Israelites partook of this notion, and they found that to be their that was easy for them to fall into. Sin is easy to fall into. And so these people, instead of them seeing what God had did for them, they could not get Israel out. And so, what happened was, when they couldn't get Israel out of their mind, they took their focus off of God. In fact, God set up for them a wonderful thing. He said that I will make everything right for you, but all I need you to do is to follow my rules. And they couldn't. Even still to this day, Israel cannot get things in order like they're supposed to. In fact, they're still waiting for their Messiah, who will come in the form of a military leader, instead not knowing that Jesus Christ came in the form of a servant with a spiritual sword and shield. And he did try to remove the hands of oppression off of Israel, but because they would not listen. The psalmist wrote that let every living thing that has breath, that it should offer up praises unto God, for he is great and worthy to be praised. The book of Psalms opens up with what happens when you praise. Well, let me tell you what happens. Psalm 1:1, the first book of Psalms says that when you praise God, you become like a strong tree planted by the riverside, unmovable. Psalm 150 says that when you praise God in the open, come on somebody, that God will come in, that you will praise God, that you will dance, that you will play trumpets, that you will sing, that you will whatever, and that will usher in that spirit. Talk about today. Praise is your weapon to fight the good fight. Even though praise is a ritualistic thing. It is now a weapon to be used at all times, especially in times of peace and while in the midst of a storm. May I say that again? It is a weapon to be used at all times, especially in times of peace and while in the midst of a storm. Hebrews 13:15 says that through him let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praises to God that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. What I love about praise, and when I think about praise, I think about Jesus. Before Jesus did any miracle or pronounced any blessing on anybody, you will read that he gave God the praise. Paul, the great Gentile apostle, before any missionary journey or before writing any epistle to any church or any land, he offered up praises unto God. While on his way back to Rome, Paul was shipwrecked, and the locals helped him help the survivors come to the land, to the shore, and worked with them to build a fire for warmth. Acts 28:5 says that Paul, while gathering wood, was bitten on the hand by a viper, which meant instant death. Anybody else, but for a man that praises God, amen, they always say that when praise go up, blessings come down. You know, I'm a living witness to what Paul did. What Paul did when he was bit by that viper, now I'm not saying that it didn't hurt. It probably hurt his flesh a little bit. But what Paul did, he took his hand and he shook his hand, and that viper fell off into the fire. What I'm saying to you, good people, is that there are times when you got to praise God in the midst of being hurt. And when you praise God in the midst of being hurt, what happens is you take that devil that has clinged onto your life, you take that snake that's trying to bite you and kill you, and you sling him off into the fire. You throw him into the pit of hell where he belongs. And I'm here to let you know right now that death cannot overtake you if you learn how to praise God. If you use your weapon, which is your praise, that nothing can come up against you. I'm telling you right now that it may come at your door. I'm telling you right now it may hit your life. I'm telling you right now that it may attack your family, but it will not kill you, it will not overtake you, and it will not destroy you, because if you hold on to that praise, if you hold on, if you keep God first, if you say, for God I live and for God I die, and that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, nothing can overtake you. Nothing can stop you. See, you see, Satan set it up for Paul. He thought Paul was going to die by the hands of this destroyed ship. God said no. Then he set up the viper to come out the wood and bite him on his hand. And God said no. All this whole time, he was on his way back to Rome to answer for persecution that was coming to try to take his life anyway. But God said no. What is God saying to you? God is speaking to somebody right now. God is saying that I have seen your suffering. I have seen what you've been going through. I have seen the issues. I've seen the situations and the circumstances. But I'm telling you to praise my name anyhow. Come on out of the darkness and come into the light and give me the praise that I so rightfully deserve. But don't just do it because you're expecting something. Do it because you want to give me the praise. Do it because you have seen my good works. Do it because you know that the same God that protected your mama, that protected your grandmama, that protected your great-grandmama, that protected all your ancestors when they came over here, the same God is the same God that will protect you today. But I'm asking you to give me back something that I for rightfully deserve, and that's praises to my name. God is saying, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to praise me despite the fact Do you love me just that much to look beyond your needs? You see, I thank God. I try to look at people when I look at God. You know, God looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. God don't need us. We need him. But when you praise God, blessings happen. Love comes forth. When your husband don't want to act right, you praise God anyhow. When your wife don't want to do right, you praise God anyhow. When your boyfriend and your girlfriend don't want to commit to you and you give them your all in all, you praise God anyhow. When your children don't want to do right, when your children disrespect you, call you every name but a child of God, you praise God anyhow. You think that it's all about your money. You think it's all about your fame. I'm here to let you know right now that God says that I gave everything to you that you have. And if you do not give me some of your time, if you do not give me some of your attention, I want to have my name on your mouth. And if you don't give it to me, I can take everything that I've given you. Now I need to talk to the church. A praising church is a delivering church. A praising church is a God-centered church, an authentic church, a church that will go above and beyond for the people, a church that is a true beacon for the neighborhood. We wonder why things are the way that they are. It is because no one is praising God. Nobody is offering God. Nobody's giving God a little bit of their time. But I'm about to hit you hard now. Nobody wants to praise God, but everybody expects any and all benefits from praising God. Everything that you get out of praising God, you want, but you don't want to give God the time that he asked for. I'm here to let somebody know right now that God is calling you higher. God is calling you to be bolder. God is calling you to step out on faith. God is calling you to tell somebody, to tell this dying world about a living Savior. God is saying that all I ask, all I want, all I desire is for the people to know who I am. And I'm calling you, yes, you, to do so. The benefits of praise, the benefits of this weapon that we have, nothing can touch you when you praise. Hell tried to take you, but death didn't want you. When a man and a woman praise God, they can walk through hell with gasoline drawers on and not burn. When you have praise, you begin to walk in a different walk. You get a little pep in your step. You stop worrying about who's looking at you and who's smiling about you and who's talking about you and who's gawking at you and what they're saying behind your back. You begin to walk around with your head up high. You begin to look in the sky and say that for God I live and for God I die. And the arrows that are thrown at your back, you will find that they slide off like rubber bands. New blessings come your way when you offer up praises unto God, and new areas of increase. Now, I'm not one of these prosperity type of preachers, and that's not what I'm saying to you. I'm talking about increase in your walk, increase in your life, increase in your faith, increase in your overall prayer life. all these things happen when you offer up praises unto God. I hear somebody saying, preacher, you just don't understand. I've been through so much in my life. I've dealt with so many issues. I've had so much death. I've had so many heartaches. Every time I take one step forward, I seem to fall back down. I'm never happy. My relationships don't go right. My personal life is in shambles. I hear somebody saying that I've even tried to read the Bible, and I just don't understand it. Every time I pray unto God, every time I try to praise God, something crazy happens. So I find myself not trying to do it because I don't want to deal with no more heartache or no more pain and no more depression. I'm here to let you know right now. Oh, yeah, I hear it. I hear it. And I want you to know that everybody suffers. There is one Christian in this world who has not dealt with some issues. But through your suffering, through your pain in your body, you've tried Tylenol, you've tried naproxen, you've tried Adderall, you've tried all of the different effects to try to help you. But I dare you to try Jesus. I dare you to put a praise in your mouth. I dare you to offer and to give God some of your time. I dare you to pick up your word and before you open it, say, Lord, give me the spirit of clarity to understand what I am reading. Learn what Jesus did for you. Learn why praise is your weapon. In Matthew 4, it speaks about Jesus being tempted while on a mountaintop. And Satan tried to give him all the things of this world. He tried to offer him all the glitz and the glamour, all the worldly things, thinking that that was going to persuade Jesus to turn his back on God. And Jesus told him, to get away from me, because you don't know the things of God. You don't know what God has done and what God is doing. I don't need you. I don't need nothing that you're going to do for me. I don't need you because you can't help me. You can't do for me what God has done. So I'm here to let you know right now that Jesus, let it be known that praise is your weapon. That if you give God your time, you will see that doors will open. You want a new job, you praise it. Praise God for your new job before you even have it. Give God the praise for you want a new car, praise God. Praise God before you even get it. And say, God, I know you're going to provide for me, so I'm going to give you the praise right now. The doctor may have called you and told you some bad news. You say, because the great physician up in the sky told me that my body is healed, so I don't have to worry about it because I'm healed by his stripes. So I'm going to praise God right now for a clean bill of health. My kids not acting right. My husband, my wife's not acting right. Guess what? I'm going to praise God anyhow because I know that God is going to provide this family to have a spirit of love and a sound mind. Satan, you got to get out of my house because I'm praising God from this moment forth. You see, this is what happens when we offer up praises unto God. Let go of that old stuff. Focus on your praise, what he's asking for, because in order for you to move on, because let me tell you, one thing that I learned about this ministry, and I learned that every time you go higher in your ministry, it's a song that says, Brother Hakim, that says every round goes higher and higher. Amen. I don't know who the artist is, amen, but it says every round goes higher and higher. But let me tell you what I've learned about that. It says that every round goes higher and higher, new levels, new devils. So every time that you go higher in your walk with God, every time that you learn a little bit more about Jesus, every time that you say, I'm going to do something that's going to enrich the kingdom of heaven, you're going to have a new devil waiting there to try to stop you from reaching your goal, stop you from reaching your potential, stop you from telling somebody about God. But I tell you right now to cancel out those missions with an ounce of praise. Give God the praise and watch that. When you give God the praise in the midst of a situation, watch how God will turn it around. I'm a living witness. And my job is to share with you the word of God and my experiences and to intertwine them so that you can understand what God is all about. There's somebody out there that needed to understand that praise is your weapon to fight the good fight. Every disciple had to learn it. Past, present, and future will learn that when you give God the praise, he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. But what say you, church? Are you willing to become on fire for God? Or do you want to stay lukewarm? That's my question to you. Are you ready to fight the good fight? Are you ready to put some praise to action? You see, that's what I want to know. I hear you speaking it, but let me see it. Let me see your praise. Feel your praise. When I get those goosebumps on the back of my neck when I'm in church, I know that that's the Holy Spirit touching on me. I don't care who see me praise God. I don't care if they don't like it. My praise is authentic, undiluted, and it belongs to God. God bless you, and may God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. That's my word for the day. Brother, I can do have anybody on the phone that may want to give a word of insight or bless us with a word today?
We have a few people who are listening in, callers. If you wish to share your point of view, speak to the good pastor, or just have something beautiful to say to us, please press the number 1 on your keypad of your phone, and I'll be happy to plug you in. Okay.
Amen.
We got some shy folks tonight. I think some folks are just enjoying the word, and I know I am.
Amen. If you have a prayer request, if you know somebody that in your life, in your family, that's ill or that needs a prayer, call in now. Tell me their names so that we can pray for them. My job is to pray for you. I want to see everybody healthy and praising God. Well, this is the time. Let us come together and let us offer up praises and prayers for those who are in need. I have 2 prayer requests, one from a Sister Melva who is dealing with an illness right now. She asked us that we would pray for her, that we would pray that she would feel better. Amen. She is a mother, and she wants to get back to being there for her kids. She's dealing with this illness. And so, Father God, I ask right now that you would touch Sister Melba from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father, that you will remove this illness from her, Father God, that is affecting her. And we ask that you will keep it, Father God, and that it will not touch her children. We know, Father God, that her children love her, and they're going to run around and be around her, Father God. So we're just asking that you will bless the house, Father God, that you will remove anything, any harmful bacteria, Father God, that may try to attack the children, and that whatever is attacking her, Father God, that you would remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I also would like to pray for one of my mothers in ministry, Reverend Linda Williams, amen, who was a intricate part of my growing up in this church, in this ministry, amen. I will ask that we bow our heads for her, Father God, that you would touch Reverend Linda and Reverend Prince, Father God, a husband and wife, that you would touch them, Father God, that you would bless them, that you would keep them, Father God, that you will make their relationship, Father God, strong and solid, Father God. We just love them so much, Father God. And so I'm praying for them, Father God. I'm praying for strength. I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for breakthroughs. I'm praying, Father God, for blessings. I'm praying for new financial blessings, Father God. I'm praying for let them be like school children running around, Father God, with that love that has that surpasses all understanding, Father God. We don't know whatever is going on, Father God. We just ask that you will bless, that you will keep, that you will honor, that you will protect, that you will uplift, that you will hold up, Father God, because we all, Father God, are going through something right now. I'm going through something myself right now, but I know that when I praise your name, Father God, that it's going to be all right. And so I'm just asking that you will touch and that you will anoint right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Is there anybody else that would and needs prayer, amen? This is your time. I stopped it early so that I could get some prayer requests in, amen. Is there anybody?
No, nobody yet.
There amen.
Are folks who are listening.
Amen, amen. Well, I pray that something that was said today has you in a mighty way. Understand that when you give God your time, he gives you his time. We can't go around in this world thinking that we got it all and we don't have God. When you don't have God in your life, you don't have anything. You are walking around dead weight without God. And all he desires is that we would give him some time. That's your weapon. Use it in this battle.
Mm-hmm.
Use it. Brother Akim, I challenge you that when you go through the issues that you have, praise God. Give God. And let me tell you, brother, you can say, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And that's praise. That's giving God praise. I urge you and I challenge you to do that. See what God will do for you. I promise you, it will work. I remember times in my life that I was dealt some heartbreaking news, and times when I just felt like just giving up and just throwing in the towel and saying, you know, I'm done. I'm done in ministry. I'm done. I'm just done in life altogether. But God says, son, instead of giving up, give me some praise. Don't give up. Give praise. And I tell you, the man in me dealt with some issues, but my spirit rejoiced because I knew that I was on the right track when I started praising God. It took me a minute to get my flesh in order, but my spirit was fine. It's all about my praise. It's all about your praise. It's all about talking to God and letting God talk to you. See, when you praise God, that's when the spirit can speak. Everybody always tell me, I have never heard God speak to me, because you haven't given God no praise. You want God to speak to you? Give him some praise. Give him some authentic praise and see what God will do in your life. Live in witness. Live in witness to it. So I urge you, I challenge you today to let your weapon, let it go before you and see what it does. Praise. You see, when you in the middle of a praise, let me tell you what you become. You become a sheep that's been badly wounded, that's spewing out blood, and you're surrounded by wolves. But guess what? When you praise God in the midst of that, those wolves have to move to the side, and you can walk straight through them. And even though they snap at you, they cannot kill you because your praise is just that great. When you praise God, breakthroughs happen. Blessings come down. It's time that we stop talking about it and we do it. God requires for his people to praise his name. We want change. It starts with our praise. You see, if we were praising, I hear it all the time, oh, this presidency, if we were praising God, you see, we got a little too comfortable with Barack Obama. If we were praising God and not man, do I need to go any further on that? If we were praising God, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in now. It's up to you. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, we have a caller.
All right.
Pick this call?
All right, yes, indeed. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hey, we're just waiting for There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
yep.
I can hear you now.
I sound like an echo. Let me take off the speaker. How about now?
All right, perfect,
perfect.
Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Well, I've been listening, and first of all, thank you for the prayer, for the network, and for myself. This is Michelle. I am grateful that you are bringing the word today. I did post up that if you need to get fed, you need to tune in to this evening. We have a bunch of listeners. If this want to take it on in, I hope they're taking notes. Most of the time, every time that you come on and that you've been brought the word to the network, I meditate on the word. I meditate on what you speak on. And then I put my thoughts together and I post in the group. So some notes that I took was, first of all, it's a powerful message. People who don't know how to praise, you gave some instructions in regards to how to praise. What people think if I go and dance down the aisle or if I'm jumping up and down, yelling and screaming or talking in tongues, that's how you have to praise or you have to put on a show. But that's not the case. Just getting quiet and having a conversation with the Lord. Praising him by thanking him. Thanking him instead of just asking for stuff. Praising him ahead of time already in advance for what you already know he's going to do. And that's powerful. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't believe that is a part of being faithful. So I'm going to meditate on this word. I appreciate all that you have said. It's a powerful message. And I would invite anybody who's having a hard time dealing with whatever you're dealing with, you just don't want to press one and speak, that's okay. The purpose of Pastor Townsend bringing the word is so that you can always go to the network and be able to pull it down and listen to it in your own time. Take notes, meditate, and if you have any questions throughout the week on any message that he brings to HubNet online radio, you can inbox, email, or get with Pastor Townsend or myself or Hakim, and we'll get him the message or your questions in regards to his word that he's bringing every Sunday. So I thank you. I ask that you pray for my mom. She's not going through anything, horrific right now, but I pray for my mom every day, you know, by her being so far away. And when I think about who I need, I pray for my family, but I definitely pray for my mom to make sure that she stays covered in the blood. And, I know she's praying for me. I wouldn't be where I'm at right now if she wasn't. So I ask that you put my mom on your prayer list. Pray for her to stay healed, stay healthy up in her age. She just turned 70. And just keep her in your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? Let's do that right now, Father God. We just had, and what is her name?
My mom's name is Murgis White.
Miss White? Okay. Father God, we ask that you will bless Miss White, Father God, that you will touch her, Father God, that you will be with her. Father God, it sounds as if she has been a beacon of light all her years, Father, and we are still, and Sister Michelle are living off the prayers of the righteous. So right now, Father God, we ask that all the years, Father God, that she has sacrificed for her family, Father God, that you would renew it on her life with good health, good strength, and a sound mind, Father God. Let her be a blessing still to her family. Let them look at her and call her blessed, Father God, and let them praise your name for your surpassing greatness in her life. We thank you for her, Father God. Continue to be with her. Continue to have your angels have charge over her. And, Father God, we ask, among anything, Father God, we ask that you will continue to bless her and keep her all the days that you will have her on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Also, I know I reached out to you about Anthony Mantucci. He is a friend of mine that I met, and he is having some serious. He's in the hospital as we speak. I did pass along your phone number, your information, so that he can reach out to you whenever he's ready for you to pray for him. He has some serious situations going on. Went to the hospital to follow up on something and had to be admitted. So I ask that you pray for his healing in advance. And pray that whatever treatment and whatever surgeries he may have to have that is successful, and that whatever doctors, nurses, practitioners touch him and come in his presence, they are blessed and they are doing what God wants them to do in regards to his treatment.
Amen. As I was just listening to you, what I heard you say was that he went in for something and they found something else and had to admit him, correct?
Right. That's correct.
Okay. Yep. What I just heard God tell me was that God is already working on it.
Okay.
Because God sent him to the hospital thinking it was one thing and it was something totally different, and they needed to admit him for that one, for the thing that they found.
Mm-hmm.
So God put it on his heart for him to go. So God's already working out. Let me also say this before I pray for him, that when you ask God for something and you don't hear a response, God is a gentleman. God is not like us that say maybe, well, I don't know. God says either yes or no. And if you don't hear a response, that means he's behind the scenes working it out.
Amen.
So, with that being said, let's bow our heads. Father God, continue to bless this young man. Keep him, Father God. We know, Father God, that things happen in our lives that we don't control. But, Father God, we know that you control all life, time, space, financial, life, death, whatever it is, it's in the palm of your hand. We ask right now, Father God, that you would strengthen this young man, bring him back 100%, so that we may all come together and sing praises unto your name, because you have done, just one more time, you have healed one more person. I love you, Father. I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing, and what you're going to do. Bless him right now as he listens, Father God, or when he listens. Let him know, Father God, that he is blessed right now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Calvin. I sure appreciate it. I enjoyed your work, and I look forward to next week's next week's message as well. I will be meditating on this as well. And some of the other ones I have went back and listened to just to get, you know, just because I can. you know, and I'm very grateful that you are a great addition to our network and bringing the blessings. We can do nothing but go up from here, so I thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. It's my pleasure. And believe me, as much as you feel that it's a blessing to you, it is a true blessing to me to be able to expound on God's word, you know, and to help somebody through any and all situations, because that's what I'm here for. And I tell you that God is going to move in a mighty way. God is going to move in a mighty way. Just hold on to the roller coaster, because it's coming. And I just know that if we keep praise in our hearts, that there's nothing that God won't do for us. And I want everybody to understand that. Praise God. Praise God. And when you have praised God enough, praise Him just a little bit more. Praise is your weapon to fight the good fight. This has been the Jubilee Affair, Episode 3. May God bless you, and may God keep you. Until next time, this is Pastor D. Townsend signing off.
Some days you're weary. And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say. You can make it.
It's
only a test. You can take it.
And don't you think.
To wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's
the reason why.
Yes, you can.
Even hold on,
little.